All right, today's 10-minute halacha is going to be about Havdalah. We're probably going to spend a couple of days on Havdalah. Today we're just going to talk about whether Havdalah is Chiv Darais or Chiv Darabanan, and whether women are Chayavos in Havdalah. What the halacha is, if a woman has not yet heard Havdalah and you've already made Havdalah, can you be mostly women in Havdalah, and things like that. So the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chavtes Halacha Aleph writes that there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Shabbos bein b'knisaso bein b'yitziaso. That part of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayom of Shabbos is not only Kiddush Hayom when Shabbos starts, but Kiddush Hayom when Shabbos ends as well, which is Havdalah. The Magen Mishnah over there in the Tshuvas HaRash, Klal Yeral, Os Gimel, Kos Nim Rabbeinu Tam, that no, that the mitzvah of Havdalah is only Drabbanan. Kiddush, of course, is Darais, Zachar Zimel Shabbos Zekacho. Havdalah would only be a mitzvah Drabbanan. Now, the Yesod HaMachlokas might be about what exactly the mitzvah is to do. It could be that the mitzvah is to be Mekadesh the Yom, to give Kiddusha to the day, to sanctify the Yom, much like Kiddush Beis Din, right, of Rosh Chodesh, that you announce Mekudosh, Mekudosh, and that's what makes it Kadosh, right, so to give sanctification to the day, in which case, it wouldn't make sense to have to do that on the way out. That's only on the way in. It would be Mekadesh. But the way the Rambam would understand it would probably be Lahagid Shivcho Shel Yom, which is the Rambam uses such a lashon, to say Divrei Shevach of Shabbos, Divrei Shevach v'Kiddush. So it's to praise the holiness and, you know, goodness of Shabbos. And that's what we're supposed to speak about at the Kiddush, in which case it makes sense to do it when Shabbos leaves as well. That you want to say, look how special Shabbos is, and now as Shabbos is leaving us, let's recall how special it is and how different it is from the rest of the week. Now, why would the Rambam not want to say like those Rishonim that say, you know, after all, the word Kiddush sounds like to be Mekadesh. It does sound very similar. So why would you say that it's not to be Mekadesh Liyom? So it could be the Rambam with Taina. We just learned recently in the Daf Yomi that unlike Yom Tov, some of us, right? unlike Yom Tov, Shabbos is Mekudesh Omed, Mishesh Smei Bereshis, right? The Gemara refers to Shabbos as Shabbos Bereshis. As opposed to Yantif, the Rashbam explains, Yantif is also Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabboson. The Torah always calls Yantif a Shabbos. But Shabbos, Shabbos, Bereshis, because it doesn't require any of our input. It's there the whole time. It's always been Shabbos. From Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. So as such, what's the point of us being Mekadesh? It's already Mekudash. So there's no point of us granting it Kedusha. The other Rishonim would respond, no, sometimes, Rav Shecht always points this out, sometimes you have something that has inherent Kedusha, and there's still a mitzvah to be Mekadesh. A Bechor is Kedusha Mirechem, right? And yet, nevertheless, you go and you Mekadesh it. You give it a Shem Kedusha. Shemitah is Meshametas Me'elav, right? It cancels all loan, but there's a mitzvah L'shamet, a mitzvah to make, to go and forgive the loans, with Shemitah. Even though it happens on its own. So you do have such a concept, that even though something happens on its own, to go and confirm it with a positive act. Okay, but that's just in broad terms, whether it's a Drabanan or a Daraisa. In terms of women, are women chayv in Havdalah? So it seems that it is a mitzvah say Shazman Grama, but then again, so are Lecha Mishnah and Shalosh Udis, and every mitzvah to say of Shabbos is really a mitzvah say Shazman Grama. But the Rishonim point out, Machlokas Rishonim, why women are chayavos in three meals on Shabbos, right? Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. Are they chayavos in three meals on Shabbos because kol sheyashlo b'shomer yashlo b'zachar? Anyone who's chayav in Shmirah Shabbos and the Yisurim Losases of Shabbos is chayav in the Asays of Shabbos, meaning kol sheyashlo b'shomer yashlo b'zachar doesn't only mean that they're chayav in Zachar Kiddush, it means they're chayav in all the Asays of Shabbos, and that's why they're chayav in Lecha Mishnah, and they're chayav in Shalosh Udis. Or you say, no, that Shalosh Udis b'gzafi in hoyibol sa'nes of the month, right? But if you're going to say it's called Sheyeshu B'Shomer Yeshu B'Zachar, see, if you hold like the Rambam, that Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa, what mitzvah is it? Zachar Seyem Shabbos Zekacho. Then women are Vadei Chayavos. They're certainly Chayavos in the mitzvah of Kiddush, and they're Vadei Chayavos in the mitzvah of Havdalah. But if it's a mitzvah to Rabbanan, like Lecha Mishnah, right, that it's a mitzvah midrabbanan, is that then maybe women should not be chayavos. Maybe it's mitzvah shazman grama. Because if the whole reason women are chayavos in Lecha Mishnah, let's say, is afin hoyibos ha'nes of the man, well, that doesn't apply to Havdalah. Plus, even if you say sheyashlo b'shomer yashlo b'zachar, they're chayav in Lecha Mishnah and all that stuff, because those are all mitzvahs to say of Shabbos, maybe Havdalah is not a mitzvah to say of Shabbos. Havdalah is a mitzvah. Again, if it's a Doraisa, it's Zachar, so then for sure the Chayv. But if it's a Drabanan, it may not be a Drabanan of Shabbos. It's a Drabanan of Eis Shabbos. Right, so maybe they wouldn't be included. The Ron writes that women are obligated because ken daraisa tiknu, but he writes in terms of lechemisha suda shabbos dar cheschaim writes, who knows, maybe Havdalah is different. Havdalah may not be one of the mitzvah sayom. The Or Cheschaim himself says that Havdalah is mitzvah shazman grama, and as mitzvah shazman grama, women should be paturas. There is a discussion: mitzvah drabbanan shazman grama, are women patur? We know in the mitzvah daraisa shazman grama, women are obviously patur. Maram Shik in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Maram Shik has three volumes of Maram Shik in his tshuvas. First two volumes are tshuvas. The third volume, maybe the second two volumes of tshuvas, and the first volume is Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's like a minchas chinuch type of sefer on Taryag Mitzvos, and in that Sefer, the Maram Shik mentions the possibility that he quotes the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos Maseches Brachos regarding this, perhaps regarding this, depending how you understand it. He at least mentions the possibility that when it comes to Mitzvah Seid Rabbanan Shazman Grama, women might be Chayavos. What's the Svara? Because why is anyone obligated in Mitzvah Seid Rabbanan? In Mitzvah Seid Rabbanan, Lo Sasur. That's a Lo Saseh. Women are Chayavos and Lo Saseh. So it depends on how close the relationship really is between a Mitzvah Saseh Drabbanan and a Lo Saseh Lo Sasur. Is every Drabbanan really the Raisa? That gets into the major Machlokas, Rambam Ramban. Maybe we'll discuss a little bit later. Now, the Ramah Paschas La Halacha, that because it's a suffix, whether women are chayavos, lo yavdilu la'atzman al yishmu minha anashim. Women shouldn't make havdalah themselves, they should just hear havdalah from men, because it's suffix what they should do. So Tosos would say, we know Tosos holds many places in Shas, that women do make a bracha in mitzvah shazman grama. So what's the issue over here? Meaning women always make a bracha in mitzvah shazman grama. So why does Rama say, because we're not sure whether the chayavos or not, therefore, they shouldn't make havdalah for themselves? We know they're not chayavos and lulav, and we let them make a bracha on that.
For themselves, in terms of like a woman making, being yotzei like another woman, or just being yotzei herself?
Being yotzei herself. They should hear it from men. Better to hear it from men. But why would that be the case? Meaning, even things that we know they're pater from, lulav, sukkah, Ashkenazi women make a bracha.
What kind of bracha are they making? Bracha just like a bracha of like Shemit, or is like a bracha of mitzvah?
Birch Samitz, we make a Asher Kishan Mitzvah, you know, an Al Natil Zulav or Leisha Basukah. So why should this be any different? Say maybe there's a Birch Shevach, we'll get to it in a second. So Tosus holds in general, women make bracha of mitzvah Shazman Grama. The Rambam in Perikim of Hilchasitis says women do not make a bracha of mitzvah Shazman Grama. Either like Tosa seems to imply, the svara for the tzad to say not to is that vitzivanu doesn't apply to them because they're not really commanded, or because the rabbis were not masaking a bracha for those who were exempt from the mitzvah. Nafkamina would be if there's no vitzivanu, like in Avdallah or Kiddush Levana, where there is no vitzivanu, Pesukat Zimmer, Birchas Kriya Shema, things like that. But anyway, we paskin that women do make a bracha on things that they're for sure pater from. So you have something that it's a suffix, they might be pater, they might not be, and therefore they can't make the bracha themselves? Why not?
What's the maisa here?
So Magen Avraham says, that's the chiluk. When the mitzvah is the bracha, right? When the mitzvah is saying the bracha, that is the whole mitzvah, then if you're pater, you can't make the bracha. Then even if you hold women can make a bracha, mitzvah shazman grama, that's because they're allowed to do the maisa for sure. Once they're volunteering the maisa, they can make a bracha on the maisa mitzvah. Right? But if the mitzvah is the bracha, then they wouldn't be allowed to volunteer the bracha. Then they would not be allowed to do it if they're not chayavos in it. It's possible this applies to Kiddush Levana as well. Right? Women, the minhag has been for many years, women do not say Kiddush Levana. Well, why not? So the Magen Avraham, I think, quotes from, I forget from where, that Heim Garmu, I think from the Shla Kadosh, that Heim Garmu Pagama Levana, that the women caused the Pagama Levana, and therefore they don't. It's like a sore point. They don't make Kiddush Levana. But is there a more halachic sounding reason, perhaps, that women don't do Kiddush Levana? So maybe this is it. That since the mitzvah of saying Kiddush Levana is itself the bracha, so they can't volunteer a bracha that is a mitzvah. right? They can't volunteer the bracha when the whole thing is the bracha. Now, it could be that Kiddush Levana is not even a mitzvah shazman grama. I mean, it could be that Kiddush Levana really should be chayav al sin, because it's not a mitzvah shazman grama. The Chachma Shlomo and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Chavav, which is the simin on Kiddush Levana, discusses the possibility that Kiddush Levana is not zman grama. Kiddush Levana is event grama. Right, it's the event of the moon. It's not, it happens to be, it comes at a certain time, but it's not the Zman that causes it to happen. Okay, but that's a separate issue. Now, the Taz says that women don't make a bracha because Ein Nashim Rasha'im Levarech Al Mitzvah Midrabanan Shazman Grama. Women are not allowed to make a bracha Al Mitzvah Midrabanan Shazman Grama. Now, the explanation, like I mentioned before, may be due to that Lo Sasser idea that... Well, when basically the explanation may be as follows. I'll try to put it very brief because we're already past 10 minutes. The explanation may be as follows. There is a famous comment of the Nesivus in Reish Lama Dalid where the Nesivus suggests that Yisurim Daraisa on a whole can be Yisuri Chavtza, but Yisurim Darabanan on a whole cannot be Yisuri Gavra. He doesn't really say it like that, but he says if someone does an Yisur Darabanan B'Shogeg, there's no Maisa Yisur. Because b'cheftza there's no iser, the rabbanon can't take a cheftza and say that's a cheftza shel iser. They could tell you you can't do that, and why do you have to listen? Because you can't rebel against the rabbis. But if you did a b'shogeg, you didn't rebel against anyone, and therefore it's no ma'ase iser. So if you have do an iser b'shogeg mid rabbanon, you didn't do a ma'ase iser. So based on that nesivus, they try to explain the taz that when the object is a cheftza shel mitzvah, I can make a bracha even if I'm exempt. Right? When it's a d'oraisa. So lulav is a cheftza shel mitzvah because it's a din cheftza, the mitzvah d'oraisa. So a woman can make a bracha even if she's exempt. But if the entire mitzvah is only a chavas gavra, right? The entire mitzvah is only drabanan, and every drabanan is defined as a chavas gavra. So then, you can't, if you're pater, then you're pater. You can't make a what's the bracha to be chal on? It's not a cheftza shel mitzvah, and it's the gavra is not chayiv in the mitzvah. So then there's nothing for the bracha to be challen. But anyway, that seems to be the minhag that what the Rama writes that nashim are not mevarchas liatzman. If there's a man available, then women hear havdalah from a man. If no one is available, then obviously they can make havdalah for themselves because mikra. Then we really paskin that they are in fact chayavos in havdalah. Okay.